Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is our political analyst, Wayne Sussman. Wayne, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. And with it being Friday the 13th, I'd better get my will in order.
I'm hoping it's already in order, but I really wouldn't rush out to do that because of the day. All right, but not a lucky week or not a good week for everybody in the South African political arena. Take us through it, because whilst many of us were so focused on what was happening in the United States, we were actually having our own little battle back home with the by-elections.
So, yeah, it was a week later, and it was Super Wednesday in South Africa. It had been 245 days since we had last had by-elections, and they're all crammed into one day.
And how did it go? Because was there publicity?
Well,
you know, we
Alliance a very, very difficult day,
right,
where they lost wards across South Africa, particularly in the city of Johannesburg.
Right. So take us through some of the results.
So I just want to step back as I go through the results. So it's very interesting for the DA. When they went to the 2016 local government elections, they had a laser eye focus on the African National Congress. When we went to the 2019 elections, the DA had to deal with the Freedom Front and the ANC. And now what you see through by-elections since the 2019 elections, and particularly with the Super Wednesday we had recently, is that the DA all of a sudden doesn't just have to deal with the ANC. It doesn't just have to deal with the Freedom Front. It now has to deal with Patricia de Lille's Good, the Al-Jamar Party. It has to deal with the Patriotic Alliance, which is linked to Gates and McKenzie. It has to deal with a whole lot of local parties across the country. And this is a big, big challenge for the party. You saw the party losing a seat to Al-Jamar in Lenasia. You saw the party losing a seat in Rivoli to Patriotic Alliance. That result came out of nowhere. You saw the party lose not just a seat, but tons of votes to Good and another small local party in George in the Western Cape. You saw the party lose a very safe seat in near Hartbeespoort Dam. So it was a very tough day for the DA. I think John Steenhuisen had a very – usually when leaders come in and lead political parties, they have a bit of a honeymoon. But because of Super Wednesday being 10 days after – John Steenhuisen took over, this was a nightmare scenario. That honeymoon's come to an abrupt end, and he really has to pick up the pieces now, because there'll be another big round of by-elections on the 9th of December. It wasn't all doom and gloom for the DA. They will regain the municipality of Knysna, which I think will be a morale booster for their supporters, and they were able to win. And this, I think, is the key point. If I were to be advising them, and I'm happy to give advice to the ANC, the EFF, and all the other parties as well, but they were able to win a ward off the ANC in Aliwal North in the Eastern Cape, and win a ward off a small local party in the town of Henneman in the Free State. And I think what was key in those two races was they fielded candidates who are known by the community, candidates who are known for their record of service delivery and dealing with challenges in those respective communities. And I think that's the lesson there for the DA, that they have to focus very strongly on candidate recruitment. They position themselves as a party of service delivery, and that's what helped propel them in 2016. And I think a lot of people in suburbs like Rivoli, Lenasia, George are saying, you guys are no longer the party of service delivery. You've forgotten about us, and we're going to punish you.
Yeah, it does seem to me that the DA, and maybe it's just part of the life cycle, are worrying about things at a national level. They were worrying about choosing a leader, making sure that they understand and they're clear on their own ideology, how they're moving forward. And perhaps that meant that this was always going to happen, in the sense that in these elections, for these elections, they weren't worrying about each suburb. They were really more focused on the national. What do you think about that as a theory?
Correct. And I think message discipline, it's not about fighting culture wars or political correctness wars on social media. It's about focusing on those bread and butter local issues, particularly as we go into a local government election year, and making sure that you've got candidates who are going to do their job. It's a hard job being a councillor, but look after the needs of the community and not just forget about them when you get elected. And I think they, I also think it's a maturity of our democracy that we must punish parties and their councillors if they do not perform in specific areas where they elected to represent us. And by the way, you saw that affect the ANC as well. I mean, the ANC had a very, very good night, but they did lose some wards as well. And I think it's there needs to be this maturity. Our democracy needs to carry on maturing, and that we hold our public, the elected reps, to account.
It's so interesting you say that, because if I think about my own experience, and I debated this internally very, very strongly before the last national election, and it wasn't just a given that I would vote for the DA. I did in the end, and I do believe that John Steenhuisen is the right guy to be leading the party. I know that's apparently not a very popular opinion, which never really bothers me, but I do believe he's the right person, and I do believe that he's got the clarity and the approach to do so. But on a community level, I'm horribly disappointed, for example, by our own area. I've never had contact with our councillor. We've tried a number of times, even on the show, to do so. Comes another by-election, if there's an alternative, I would absolutely consider it. And not because I'm not a supporter of the DA, but because I don't see from our local councillors that which I should see. So, and that doesn't apply to all other areas. But, you know, in fact, when I have a problem, I talk to a ward councillor from another area because I know that he's responsive and will try and do something. But unfortunately, I'm not in that area to be able to vote. So I do think that people are starting to consider who is actually doing the job that they are meant to do. And this should be that lesson for the DA.
Correct. And that's why we didn't see that trend in the latest round of by-elections. But I'll give you an example in Kwakwa in the Free State. The ANC lost 10 seats on one particular day. This was last year, to independents, people who came from the ANC, and the communities there said, we know these people. They come from the ANC. They're not going to be beholden to the ANC anymore because they're independents, and they'll be able to be more answerable to our needs. And I think this, we also saw in about three other places where local regional parties, which are saying that the big national parties, the ANC, the DA, the EFF, are out of touch with our bread and butter issues. We're going to make our cross by a local party because they truly understand what the issues are. They don't take their orders from Johannesburg or Cape Town. We want people who are rooted in our areas, will be able to deliver us. And that's a trend I'm going to continue watching going forward to the local government elections.
So give us an overall view as to how these by-elections went.
So the ANC, they could have lost about 10 municipalities. There was a theoretical possibility. It was expected for them to lose Knysna. I don't want to go into the mechanics. It was just a strange way that they had taken over there. So they're no longer going to be in control of Knysna after about early December when the council meets. But they retained every other municipality where they were governing. So they also strengthened their hold on Johannesburg because they won that one ward off the DA, and Al-Jamaa, their coalition partner, won a ward off the DA. So the ANC will have a more stable control, relatively stable control over the city of Johannesburg. It now has... They're less likely to be held ransom by a smaller party because of these two by-election wins for them in Al-Jamaa. The ANC did have some challenges on the day. I mean, for instance, in KwaZulu-Natal, they lost a very safe seat in Nkandla, and people point out to me it's not an upset because the IFP runs in Nkandla. Everyone knows the IFP runs in Nkandla. But this particular area, which is right next to the Nkandla homestead of Jacob Zuma, they lost a very safe seat, which is interesting. The IFP had a very strong night in KwaZulu-Natal. The ANC also struggled in the Western Cape. It was in two township wards in Cape Town, their strongholds in the Western Cape. They went from the 70s percent to the below 50. They still held those wards. That was interesting for me to watch. In George, in some colored, traditionally colored areas, the EFF even beat the ANC. So they really have a challenge in the Western Cape. But having said that, they retained the overwhelming amount of their wards. It shows to me that people across the country continue to have faith in them, continue to support them, continue to believe that they are the vehicle and the party to deal with the challenges. The one worrying factor was that turnout was very low in some municipalities.
I wanted to ask you about
Durban,
that.
If I look at Mfuleni, and that's a worrying sign, not just for the ANC, but also for our democracy, that the public might be saying, look, no, we don't want to vote for the ANC this time, but we're not going to vote for anyone else, or we don't want to vote for the DA this time. We're going to vote for we're not going to vote for someone else. Just quickly on the EFF, and I always think it's an expectations game because they're positioning themselves as the government, as alternative government in waiting. They had a chance to win 4 seats of the ANC. They fell short in all of those. But there was also some good news. In Hartswater in the Northern Cape, there was that whole council went for by-elections. They now the official opposition there. They ate into ANC support in many municipalities across South Africa, but they still haven't reached the stage where they're able to win wards off the ANC. And I think that's very important for the narrative they need to craft, that we are able to beat the ANC in traditional ANC areas, and they weren't successful on the night.
Yeah, that is interesting. But I think your point as well, that voter turnout was very low, is probably the biggest concern. And that should be something that all parties should be looking at and discussing, because that is very, very problematic. It is 7:30, Wayne Sussman. Thank you, as always, for your view and for your analysis of the situation. I'd love your thoughts on 34519 or 0618951019.